92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Governor Tony Evers is formally requesting a federal disaster declaration from President Trump for the damaging storms and floods from April. Wisconsin Emergency Management and FEMA estimate damages from April's storm at over $27 million. That includes assessments on over 1,000 residential properties and infrastructure damage. Evers is requesting public assistance for people in 19 counties and the Oneida Nation, public assistance for emergency work and infrastructure repairs. There's no timeline for a response to the state's request for federal assistance. The State Patrol will be watching drivers from the air this week in several parts of the state. Troopers plan flyovers on highways in Portage, Washera, Jefferson, Manitowoc, Eau Claire, and Door counties. From the air, pilots can spot speeding and aggressive driving more easily, then alert officers on the ground to make stops. The agency says the goal is to prevent dangerous behavior, not just hand out tickets. Officials also note they're announcing the patrols to encourage drivers to slow down and follow the rules. Home prices in Wisconsin are continuing to rise. A report from the Wisconsin Realtors Association shows the median price of homes increased 6.3% year-over-year in April, with a typical home costing $340,000. Home sales were still up 7.4% during the same time period due to a slightly lower mortgage rate. Experts say available housing needs to increase 62% to reach a balanced market. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
Brewers and the Cardinals tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where it's game two of the Brewers and Cards. Game one yesterday was all about the Miz. Jeff Levering.
Struck him out. High heat at 103. First K of the day for Miz.
And he's swinging when the ball's in the glove.
Comes Burleson, swings and misses. 103 again.
The Brewers' Jacob Mizorowski threw 100 pitches in 7 innings on the way to a 5-1 win against St. Louis. 57 of those pitches over 100 miles per hour, a new major league record. Mizorowski asked, has he been working on his endurance?
Yeah, of course, yeah. In the offseason, that was the focus, and I think it came out better on the other side. So, yeah, I do feel stronger, but nothing crazy.
Did you have fun today?
Yeah, of course. It's always fun. I mean, it's always fun to play baseball.
Brewers' manager, Pat Murphy.
It was magnificent. One of the best performances I've seen in a long time.
Lefty Kyle Harrison gets the start tonight from Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of scattered showers and isolated thundershowers, especially late tonight, are low in the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a chance of thunderstorms late in the day, high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.